Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So right now, there's this rise of anti-Semitism. Just to understand that, because this kind of lingo for the us, me, and all, you have to really understand what that means. It means to come against, to buffet, to dishonor, to speak against, to be racist, if you would. And even that word racist doesn't really fit context of understanding, but just hating people just because of who they are, because of their nationality. And a specific anti-Semitism is specifically focused at the Jews. And I want to, right now, in regards to, is it ready to go? I want you to hear CBN News talking about the rise of anti-Semitism. And I'm going to talk to you about Chuck Pierce and what Chuck Pierce had said when our president made the statement that Israel needs to go back to his 1967 undefensible borders. Listen up.
Well, nearly seven decades after the Holocaust, we now live in a day when anti-Semitism is on the rise. Some even worry another Holocaust is within the realm of possibility.
The most dangerous thing is what could happen again. And I don't see it very fast, very far, or impossible.
Israel has expressed concern over terror groups like Hezbollah possessing missiles that have the ability to hit anywhere inside the Jewish state.
Here to tell us more about the rise of world anti-Semitism is Susanna Kakkonen. She is director of the Christian Friends of Yad Vashem, the National Holocaust Memorial Museum in Jerusalem. Susanna, we have all heard about Iran's threats to wipe Israel off the map, but the chief rabbi of France recently warned that there may be no place for Jews there because of the rise of anti-Semitism. How widespread is this?
Well, one thing that we need to realize is that anti-Semitism is not something like a chapter that began and ended, but it's rather an ongoing thing, something that different crises in economy or politics bring up in different societies at different times. And at this moment, when we hear these warnings from so many different places in the world, we cannot deny that anti-Semitism is widespread. And it exists in places where we might not think that it exists. And therefore, we all need to be fighting it at this time in history.
Anti-Semitism is a terrible chapter in the history of the last 2,000 years and more, like you're saying. But what is fueling this growth in anti-Semitic activity today?
Well, one thing is that anti-Semitism is like a virus that changes its form so that we don't find a vaccination that is effective against it. So all the different forms of anti-Semitism, whether the traditional Christian anti-Semitism or the socio-economic anti-Semitism or even the racial anti-Semitism, they have somehow survived until our day. And so when we speak about rise of anti-Semitism, I would say that it's more that it may have been dormant, but it has never really disappeared. And what is driving it today, we would have to look at the different developments in the world stage, different nations, and we would try to find the motives. But I would say that the most important thing for us is to stand up and fight anti-Semitism, regardless of what the reasons. But we as Christians, we have to stand by the state of Israel today and with the Jewish communities living in our countries.
What can Christians do specifically to help?
Well, I think we need to be educated. And one of the things that Yad Vashem is trying to do is to invite Christians to come and study what are the consequences of anti-Semitism. And we need to fight it together with the Jewish communities. And we need to educate ourselves and we need to be a voice for the Jewish communities and on their behalf. And I think the greatest thing that Christians can do today is to stand by the state of Israel and even to come to Yad Vashem and study and understand what happens when anti-Semitism is allowed to exist in a society.
All right, Susanna Kakkonen, once again the director of the Christian Friends of Yad Vashem, which is the National Holocaust Memorial Museum in Jerusalem. Susanna, thanks for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
CBN News reporting about the rise of anti-Semitism. Well, we talked about this, and you can see it on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. about, it's called The Root of Racism.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to be able to, you have to listen, I encourage you to listen to the whole segment.
Yeah.
But this is what Chuck Pierce is talking about, that the, first of all, the epicenter of God on earth is Israel. It's Jerusalem, okay? Mm-hmm. That's why you're having all this attack against the whole, that's why everybody's, it's yeah. that, so understand that.
Most valuable real estate in the world.
Yeah, yeah. And so the root of things will come from Israel, the mm-hmm. perspective of it. So ever how we treat Israel, ever how we bless Israel, however I respond to it, then we are going to benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we want to deal with racism in our nation, in our communities, we have to deal with how we perceive the race of the Jews.
Mm.
We have to not be racist towards the Jews.
Right.
Well, the very fact that it's called anti-Semitism pulls the whole statement racism out of the picture.
Yeah.
And so people like, well, I'm not racist. I'm just anti-Semitic. You know? And it's like, right. and it's like, that's racist. Jesus said, go make disciples of all the nations. That comes from the Greek word ethnos, where we get the word ethnic group, which is different ethnic groups, which is different races. So God loves all the races on the earth. And he's created all men in his image and his likeness. And the church needs to understand that if you sit here and you hate someone, and, you know, I don't hate someone. If you resent someone or despise someone, that's the definition of hate. Because of their epidermis, because of the color of their skin, because of their ethnicity,
mm-hmm.
Because of their nationality. He says, if you hate your brother, he says, listen, if you can't love your brother who you can see, so you're thinking you got God all figured out. the whole root of that is pride.
Mm.
You don't have him figured out. Because he loves that man or that woman or that race or that ethnicity or that nation. He loves them. He created them. And so to lift yourself up over any race is to do exactly what Lucifer did when he organized against God. He saw himself as more important than God. And this is what John tells us when he's writing in 1 John, I believe it. He says, if you don't love your brother who you can see, you cannot love God who you can't see. It's impossible. This is just impossible.
Right.
And I had a wonderful time meeting yesterday with a friend of ours, Honor Bell.
Wow.
And I'll give a big shout out to Honor today. I'm excited to be, I'm going to be talking about this cross project taking place in Summerdale, Alabama.
Mm.
And he's going to give me all the details, and he's got me some of the details already, but this huge, humongous, like 38-story cross that they're putting together, and we want to be able to participate in that. But so many people are going to stand before the throne of God based on the Word of God, and they think they're going to get into heaven while they had all this hate in their heart towards a brother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't care who you are and what ethnicity you are. If you have hate in your heart, you bought into the lie of the enemy. Maybe you've been abused. Maybe something's happened. Maybe you've been treated bad. Maybe welcome to life in the context of that. But understand this, you stand alone before the throne of God, no witnesses and no suspects. And we should help each other get through this and get healed and everything we can, because we want as many as people as possible to love God and love others and lead others to do the same.
Mm.
We want a harvest.
That's right.
But if we stand before love himself, and say to love himself, I hated your image.
Mm.
I hated this ethnic image, and this ethnic image, and this ethnic image, and this, but I love my own ethnic image.
Mm.
Is that not the racist mindset?
Absolutely.
Crazy.
That's exactly what God's going to say. Crazy.
Crazy.
So goat. So, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so really,
you're over there.
Yeah, so you're really, and the enemy is. This has been around. You know, the Samaritan woman at the well. You saw how God. I mean, she had several ethnic groups inside of her blood, and God began to share. Jesus began to speak to her, and he shared God's heart towards all ethnicities in this woman, and she became the first female evangelist, first evangelist, bringing her city to Jesus, and I just want to encourage you that when our president said publicly to Israel, you know, you're going to go back, we want you to go back to the 1967 borders. Those are undefensible borders. They cannot defend themselves. And they had the borders they have now because they got attacked. In the context of that, when they did do that, this is what the word was said, and you can hear more about it. Chuck Pierce said, America will go back to 1967 ourselves. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.